How are you, Christine?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Tell me exactly what you do for the Ingham County Health Department.
I hold the trainings not only for health department staff, but also do public educational outreach to talk to people about what the health department does to be prepared for a public health emergency and what they as citizens can do to help prepare themselves.
Well, the term postal has a lot of meaning to us, and it's not good. And I know that you recently were involved with post office bioterrorism training. Talk about that.
Last week, we held an exercise. It's a routine exercise. We have them every few years in partnership with the U.S. Postal Service, the local fire department and police department, and the Michigan Pharmacists Association and CATA to practice what it would be like if we had a potential anthrax release at the post office and to set up our operations to give employees there a better idea of what they could expect in such an event.
So tell me about the preparation. What has to be done before you go through the actual exercise?
Well, definitely planning plays a big part in that. And the health department is responsible for having a plan that addresses how the health department would be involved in dispensing medication to postal employees and to patrons of the post office in the event of a potential anthrax release. And it involves meeting with our community partners that I mentioned and discussing ahead of time what we could expect from one another, what our each of our plans are, and how they come together in a real event.
All right. So we've got the preparation done. Tell me what actually happens the day of the training.
The day of the training, essentially what we did this last week was the Lansing Fire Department set up their decontamination tent. If there was a potential anthrax release, they would be asking employees and patrons to go through decontamination, which basically just involves an overhead-type shower. And after they go through decontamination, the employees and patrons would board a bus to be taken to the health department, where they would receive antibiotic medication to help protect them from anthrax.
And after the training is done, I know there's an assessment time also.
Yes, we come back together and we discuss what went well with the exercise, where could we improve, and you know that's for us. You know the value in doing exercises like this is short of a real event. This is our opportunity to verify if our plans are meshing well together. Checking to see our expectations of each other and what each of us brings to the table. Is it what we had anticipated? Is it something different? And this is our opportunity to work out any kinks in the plan now before we have a real event.
When the post office suspects they may have a situation, what's the process?
Certainly they are, notifying, the health department. They're notifying 911 to call out the Lansing Fire Department and police, et cetera, first responders to the scene. And it basically just goes from there after that initial notification.
And after that's done, I wondered, have we had any alerts like this in the last year or so?
Real alerts?
Yes.
No, fortunately, we have not. This is just a routine practice for us. We've been fortunate that we have not had any real incidents of potential anthrax release, but we just want to be prepared in the event that could possibly happen.
And do you try to hit the post offices all around the mid-Michigan area? I guess around your, where Ingham County is?
We try to be as prepared as we can and exercise routinely this exact plan with the post office and make sure that we're ready for a potential real event.
All right, Christine, before we let you go, anything new and newsy coming out that you'd like to talk about?
Well, I would like to mention that September is National Preparedness Month, and it's a new event following the events of September 11th, where the federal government wanted to set aside a month that focuses on personal preparedness, what an individual can do to be personally prepared, whether it be for an anthrax release or the more likely, you know, scenarios such as flood or tornado. And during September, we certainly have a couple of informational booths here at the Health Department on South Cedar Street, and we encourage people to take small steps towards preparedness.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Christine. Appreciate your time. Learned a lot, and we'll talk with you soon.
Thank you very much.